Now while Ezra prayed and made confession, weeping and casting himself down before Elohim's house, there was gathered together to him out of Israel a very great assembly of men and women and children, for the people wept very bitterly. Shechaniah the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, answered Ezra, "We have trespassed against our Elohim, and have married foreign women of the peoples of the land. Yet now there is hope for Israel concerning this thing. Now therefore let's make a covenant with our Elohim to put away all the wives and those who are born of them, according to the counsel of my master and of those who tremble at the commandment of our Elohim. Let it be done according to the Torah. Arise, for the matter belongs to you, and we are with you. Be courageous and do it." Then Ezra arose and made the chiefs of the priests, the Levites, and all Israel to swear that they would do according to this word. So they swore. Then Ezra rose up from before Elohim's house and went into the room of Jehohanan, the son of Eliashib. When he came there, he didn't eat bread or drink water, for he mourned because of the trespass of the exiles. They made a proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem to all the children of the captivity, that they should gather themselves together to Jerusalem, and that whoever didn't come within 3 days, according to the counsel of the princes and the elders, all his possessions should be forfeited, and he himself separated from the assembly of the captivity. Then all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered themselves together to Jerusalem within the 3 days. It was the 9th month, on the 20th day of the month, and all the people sat in the wide place in front of Elohim's house, trembling because of this matter and because of the great rain. Ezra the priest stood up and said to them, "You have trespassed and have married foreign women, increasing the guilt of Israel. Now therefore make confession to Yahuwah, Elohim of your fathers, and do his pleasure. Separate yourselves from the peoples of the land and from the foreign women." Then all the assembly answered with a loud voice, "We must do as you have said concerning us, but the people are many, and it is a time of much rain, and we are not able to stand outside. This is not a work of 1 day or two, for we have greatly transgressed in this matter. Now let our princes be appointed for all the assembly, and let all those who are in our cities who have married foreign women come at appointed times, and with them the elders of every city and its judges, until the fierce wrath of our Elohim is turned from us, until this matter is resolved." Only Jonathan the son of Asahel and Jaziah the son of Tikva stood up against this, and Meshulam and Shabbadai the Levite helped them. The children of the captivity did so. Ezra the priest, with certain heads of fathers' households, after their fathers' houses, and all of them by their names, were set apart, and they sat down in the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. They finished with all of the men who had married foreign women by the first day of the first month. Among the sons of the priests there were found who had married foreign women, of the sons of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brothers, Maaseiah, Eleazar, Jarib, and Gedaliah. They gave their hand that they would put away their wives, and being guilty, they offered a ram of the flock for their guilt. Of the sons of Immer, Hanani and Zebediah, of the sons of Harim, Maaseiah, Elijah, Shemaiah, Jahiel, and Uzziah. Of the sons of Pashur, Elioenai, Maaseiah, Ishmael, Nethanel, Jozabad, and Elasa. Of the Levites, Jozabad, Shimei, Keliah, also called Keliti, Pethahiah, Judah, and Eliezer. Of the singers, Eliashib. Of the gatekeepers, Shalom, Telum, and Uri. Of Israel, of the sons of Parosh, Ramiah, Isaiah, Malchijah, Mijamin, Eleazar, Malchijah, and Benaiah. Of the sons of Elam, Mataniah, Zechariah, Jehiel, Abdi, Jeremoth, and Elijah. Of the sons of Zatu, Elioenai, Eliashib, Mataniah, Jeremoth, Zabad, and Aziza. Of the sons of Bebai, Jehohanan, Hananiah, Zabai, and Athlai. Of the sons of Bani, Mashulam, Malak, Adiah, Jashub, Sheel, and Jeremoth. Of the sons of Pahathmoab, Adnah, Chilal, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mataniah, Bezalel, Binui, and Manasseh. Of the sons of Harim, Eleazar, Ishijah, Malkijah, Shemaiah, Shimeon, Benjamin, Malak, and Shemariah. of the sons of Hashum, Matanai, Matatah, Zabad, Eliphelet, Jeremiah, Manasseh, and Shimeah. Of the sons of Bani, Meadai, Amram, Uel, Benaiah, Bidiah, Chiluhai, Venaiah, Meremoth, Eliashib, Mataniah, Matanai, Jasu, Bani, Binui, Shimeah, Shelemiah, Nathan, Adiah, Machnadabai, Shishai, Shirai, Azarel, Shelemiah, Shemariah, Shalom, Amariah, and Joseph. Of the sons of Nebo, Jael, Mattithiah, Zabad, Zabina, Edo, Joel, and Benaiah. All these had taken foreign wives. Some of them had wives by whom they had children.